This is
K-Rock 955.
Dude, it's...
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben.
No conditions apply.
Oh, wait.
Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
The bingo calls are definitely a thing of the past. Welcome to Podcast 84. If you've got no idea what we are talking about, you're obviously new to the podcast, so welcome. And if you want to know what we're talking about, go back, listen to some of our old stuff because we've sort of freshened it up a little bit, haven't we?
Yeah. Yep. Sure.
Well, we used to do the bingo call.
Yeah.
Second week running that we've dumped it.
You keep bringing it up. So it's not like we're dumping it because you keep bringing it up.
Oh, so no longer bring it up.
Well, that's the whole point of dropping it, isn't it? You just don't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
It's like Fight Club. I mean... Not Fight Club.
No, we don't know what I'm talking about. Hey, look, big podcast to get through. Coming up, I'm going to tell you about where one kid overseas was hiding during a game of hide and seek and regretted it straight away. I'll talk about that.
Regretted it? Is that a word?
Well, he regret.
He regret it.
He regret it.
He regretted it. That's what you said.
Anyway, whatever.
Anyway, he regretted it.
Yeah.
Also, Andy, I want to talk on the podcast about speed cameras. They're everywhere, they're anywhere, they're nowhere, they're allwhere.
I hate them.
Obviously, but if you did the right thing, you wouldn't.
No, but I still hate them.
You wouldn't even know about them.
I'm always doing the right thing, but I still don't like them.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, we're talking about speed cameras, aren't we?
Why are you winking? I'm going to talk about a speed camera in South Australia that has, I guess, been a bit of a friend to the public.
A friend?
A friend indeed.
Righto, okay, enjoy the podcast.
Speaking of dining... and eating at a restaurant. I was going to say something else that may have alluded to something else.
Oh, okay, I know what you're going to say.
I won't go down that path. in New Orleans, a man has been filmed at a bar and the act has been uploaded to Reddit and it's divided the internet.
So hang on, someone has randomly filmed him at a bar. And
well,
then
that's a good question.
Because I wouldn't like being filmed... you know, while I'm at a pub or whatever, and then someone uploading it onto the internet.
Look, potentially it's a mate because it looks like it's being played up to the camera a little bit. Now,
so it's not from like a distance, someone zooming in this bloke's doing.
No. It's an unusual act. It's been uploaded to Reddit and people have been like, look, this is just gross. And it's gross for a couple of reasons. I'll tell you what it is. It's a man sucking toes.
His toe?
No, not his toe. Someone else's. It's a consensual act. Like, it's obviously he's not forcing it, but it's happening at a bar. Now,
why would you do it at a bar?
This is the thing. Because if you think about it, like, it's obviously late at night.
Yuck.
It's like in a nightclub or a bar where there's alcohol on the floor. She's, like, been wearing boots. So it's either going to be a sweaty mess.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
Or, like, alcohol soaked. Because you know how you always get home from nightclubs, your shoes are always sticky?
Yeah.
I can't imagine this is any different. But the guy's, like, really getting into it.
Oh, because it's a video.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Big toe, little toe, what toe are we talking?
I don't think he's missed any of them.
Oh, he's got, yuck. So we don't know.
I don't even know why I'm saying toe sucking. It's foot sucking.
That is repulsive.
Onlookers are disgusted. The bar staff can't believe what's happening. Reddit has just taken to it and just said, what is this guy doing?
Do you get kicked out for that type of behaviour?
Surely you should. Both of them should go. Surely. One of my favourite comments, this isn't trashy, this is straight up nasty.
It is.
It's sticky, it's gross, it's greasy.
It takes a different type of human to be getting involved in toe sucking, doesn't it?
Yeah, which is why I thought your comment was weird.
What?
Like, this is fantastic.
Oh, more, you are an idiot.
More of it.
You are an idiot. Benny, you know that Lou and I got a dog probably a couple of months ago now, Wags.
Yeah, don't we know it?
And I said to him this morning when I got him out of bed, he sleeps in the laundry, he sleeps there, he's got his bed set up, doors shut.
Did you just say, I said to him this morning?
When I woke him up this morning, I just have so much love for him and I don't know how to tell him. And
That's how you tell him.
I genuinely say to him, like, I get down on his level, like, I pat him. I'm like, dude, I love you so much.
Are you while your girlfriend sits in the background.
Hey, Andy, remember me?
Hey, it's more than just wags here.
But
it is, yeah, Valentine's Day.
I'm just like, it is unbelievable the connection that a man can have with a dog. And a dog over in Tennessee is reaping the benefits after he inherited $5 million.
What?
The dog inherited $5 million. So the owner passed away and specified in his will that all his money must be left to his pet.
But it doesn't work like that.
So Lulu is an 8-year-old border collie and is now worth $5 million.
So a dog has more money than me.
How does that make you feel? Now you sort of think, now this is... this screams dodgy because how can a dog...
screams tax fraud.
How can a dog be spending $5 million? However, their next door neighbour, Martha Burton, who's 88 years old, she is now the caretaker of Lulu. And she was named as the canine's caretaker in the will.
Of course.
And will be reimbursed a reasonable monthly expense, like for her monthly expenses, for looking after the
dog.
But
what happens to the money when the dog passes on?
Well, you'd imagine that Martha Burton, the 88-year-old, is going to get the money.
But doesn't the money go to next of kin?
Well, there is no next of kin. Well, Lulu's next of kin.
Well, there's a puppy running around somewhere that's thinking they're entitled to the $5 million.
Raise a fair point.
And especially if it's a breeding dog, geez, there'd be a few pups out there that'd be like, well, hang on, that's a bit of my money.
Nah, because the will, I think the will would just say, hey, you know,
hey, this is a joke. My family's not getting any of my money. Leave it all to my dog and the neighbour can have it as well.
How annoyed would you be if you were like a child? Oh. Being like, you love the dog more than me. Like, are you serious?
Well, I don't know. Let's call your girlfriend and find out what that feels like. Now, Andy, what are your thoughts on computers and robots taking over?
Weird.
Machines.
Not sold on it because like
I'm
any...
not sold on it.
No, I'm not, because when you think about it, your computer or your phone or whatever smart device you use always needs an update.
Yep.
There'll always often be glitches with it. And whenever there is a glitch, you Google it and it'll be like, oh, just reset it. Now, if there is a robot performing surgery and there's an error and you just have to reset it, I don't want to be the patient having surgery when the robot malfunctions.
Thanks. You've really thought about that, haven't you?
Like, I just think it's weird.
I mean, that's more of an answer than I thought I was going to get.
I just think it's so weird to think that that could be a possibility. Yeah.
For everyone listening at home, there's an insight into Andy's mind.
How I think, yeah.
I'm going to talk about speed cameras.
Oh.
Now,
yeah, okay.
There are two types of speed cameras. There are the fixed ones that are just always there. You know where they are.
Yep.
And then there's the cars, the undercover cops that sit in a car and they've got a machine.
Oh, I hate those ones.
They're the ones that I'm okay with.
No, I'm not okay with them.
Well, not because in terms of like they're hidden, but like I'm okay with it. If you caught me speeding, which, you know, is unsafe, you shouldn't be doing it. Wipe off five, all that sort of jazz.
Yeah.
If you did, if I, you know, maybe I don't know, downhill or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a human doing it. Like, it's humans going, okay, you're speeding, I've pushed a button, I've caught you.
But what gets me, it's almost like a game of cat and mouse. It's like, I didn't know there was a game being played.
There's not, just don't speed.
Yeah, I know, but they're playing the game without telling me the rules.
It's not a game, though. If you just don't speed, they can't get you.
Don't have cameras you hidden have on the like, side of the road.
You're forever, like, what's that?
Forever playing.
No, what's that word when you can't be tagged in tag?
Immunity.
Like Barley.
I'm Barley.
Like, you're forever Barley if you just don't speed.
No, but just don't just set up hidden cameras around.
I'm confused by why you're upset about it.
I just don't like it.
But just don't speed.
But I know the hotspots around Geelong where they hide. And you always see the four-wheel drive on the side of the road. You're like, that is definitely a camera.
Now, over in South Australia, more than 150 people are being spared a speeding fine because they're admitting a malfunction with the speed camera. Now, where it gets me is that this speed camera over the last...
Hang on, is it a fixed speed camera or one on the side of the road?
It's a fixed. And between April and December, 10,000 fines were given out. Now, how come only 150 people are escaping a fine?
See, this reeks dodgy.
It does, doesn't it? Because they're like, well, look, we'll admit a fault. Let's just, it's like a bingo raffle.
Yeah.
Like, well, let's draw out the first 150 names and everyone else can still pay their fine.
But how can there be a glitch in the system? How can you screw up speed?
But not even, like, I'm okay with there being a glitch because it's a machine. It probably needs a service or whatever. I'm not okay with it being for such a long time. April to December. Like, who's checking these cameras?
So I'm just thinking out loud here. If we do get done, ever, and I don't
If speed, we're not Bali.
If we're not Bali.
If we're out of Bali.
And we do get stung with a speeding ticket, do we say, get it recalibrated?
I want to see your camera.
When was the last time it was recalibrated? Yeah. Because I argue I wasn't speeding.
Let me see the service history. Yeah.
Well, Benny, I don't know if you've ever played hide and seek with someone who's younger than you. I've played hide and seek with my niece.
Yeah. And you know where they are all the time. It's like, oh, where are they hiding?
Where could they
where
be?
Where have they gone?
But when I've played it, similar sort of circumstances, and when it's my turn to hide, my niece will tell me, now, Uncle Andy, go and hide behind the curtains and I'll count and come and find you.
That's cute.
And I'm sort of like, yeah, okay, you're not meant to know. The whole game is you're meant to try and find me. Don't tell me where to hide.
Yeah, that, or else you know where I am.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, close your eyes. Guess what? I'm not hiding behind the curtains. I'll go hide somewhere else.
What I love about this the most, though, is that while it's, yeah, you're right, you know, that's not the game, and you want to teach her that. What I love is that you're walking off going, well, bloody hell, this isn't the game. Like, how am I supposed to win? It's you know where I am, so it's not fair. Like, you're full on cracking it over a game with a child.
Yeah, I know. And looking back, that says a lot about me as a person, doesn't it? But a seven-year-old over in Florida, Alias, he was playing hide-and-seek. We don't know who he's playing hide-and-seek with, but he thought he would hide in a bin outside.
Oh, no.
And you just think, bad idea.
No.
It was bin day, the bins were on the street, and he's jumped inside. Now, we can laugh because he's okay. But as
he's... Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know he was okay, but he's okay.
He's
okay. I was laughing anyway, mate.
You're laughing. So what's happened is he's hiding inside the bin. He's been waiting to be found. He hasn't been found the person inside.
Oh, my God.
He's been found by Wallo, the truck driver. The mechanical arm has picked him up, thrown him inside the truck. And luckily, this truck driver, Wallo, has noticed it on a camera. Shut off the truck, called 911 immediately, pulled the seven-year-old out, and everything is fine. Just got me thinking,
holy heck.
Jesus, kid is so lucky to be alive, and just like, what are you doing? The weird thing about this story is, in the news article, they've got this child, the seven-year-old, to recreate what has happened. So have a
look. Just get back in the bin, thanks.
Have a look at the photos. They've made him get in the truck, this poor seven-year-old. He's been...
Oh, back in the truck.
He's been quoted as saying, I got picked up and thrown in to where they mash the potatoes. Because in those garbage trucks, they mash down the garbage.
Do they really? Oh, they do. Oh, my God.
And they've got him just popping his head out the side of the truck where it all happens. And then a photo with the driver and it's like, what are you doing?
From all reports, when the child was found and the person he was playing tag with came out, he was quoted as saying, this doesn't count. You didn't find me.
Yeah. Benny, what is your knowledge of OnlyFans?
None at all. No. I haven't got any knowledge of it.
Never heard of it.
What's that? Is that
Only
a-
who? Only nah, what?
No idea.
Well, I'll give you a little synopsis of it. What it is, it's, I think it's an app or a website where you subscribe to people.
Okay. Like Instagram. I know Instagram.
It's pretty much like a paid Instagram. So if I wanted to...
A paid Instagram?
If I wanted
to... What are you paying for?
Well, their photos.
What sort of photos? Like their breakfast shots and scenery?
Well, they're bit cheeky photos, but there's actually celebrities that are saying that they're going to start putting their content, just normal photos, on OnlyFans. They're like, I'm just going to start getting paid for it. And I'm like, seriously? So pretty much it's a X-rated content that people are loading on and getting paid for it.
So it's Instagram with no clothes.
Pretty much. Yep. Spot on. Good way to put it. Former Married at First Sight, Michelle Caron. Now,
She was with Steve.
Yes.
The Pommy bloke.
Yes, but he...
Can you say Pommy?
Yeah, you can. But he never wanted to kiss her, cuddle
her. Michelle, I'm not into this, Michelle.
Yes.
That's my...
Pommy accent. No, you're all over it. And she, I felt a little bit sorry for
her. She was a bit of a daredevil. She was a bit of a thrill seeker.
She loved it.
Yeah, she was like, oh, come on, Steve.
She absolutely loved
it. She wasn't Pommy either, but...
No, she was definitely Australian.
But that's my accent.
Mother of two has now subscribed to OnlyFans.
Not subscribed, but she's on there.
She's on there.
Wow.
But what she's done makes me think you and I should be on OnlyFans.
Really? What is a bit risque?
Because what she's done is she is selling her dirty jocks and socks to the highest bidder. And I'm like,
sorry?
This is disgusting. Like, who wants someone else's dirty socks and jocks? She says, I'm going to auction it off. It's going to go to the highest bidder. For a pair of her jocks, $67.
Whoa, that's
free
bad.
Money.
Yeah,
when you think
that's a new pair of jocks.
New pair of jocks, $20 for a pair of bonds.
Yeah.
And you've still got $40, $47 to play with.
Yeah, that's good math. Also, we're not pumping bonds up here. So if you're an underwear brand and you want to sponsor us.
Well, absolutely. We want free jocks. She's put the jocks in a...
saying jocks.
Well, she said knickers.
Yeah, so knickers.
Are they knickers?
Well,
or
that's
jocks?
That's another conversation, isn't it?
She's put the knickers in a seal bag to keep them pristine.
Yeah.
And sent them off to the happy bidder.
Gross.
But it just gets me thinking.
Wow.
There is an opportunity for you and I
to sell some dirty jocks.
Why wouldn't we? If we can make $67 for a pair of jocks.
Oh, look, I've got a whole wardrobe of dirty jocks. Like, I can make some serious coin.
I can do it.
Although, it's a lot of hassle.
Is it though?
Putting up your dirty jocks. Like, everyone can see your dirty jocks.
Yeah,
and I've seen your dirty jocks. They are next level.
That's why I never buy white jocks, mate.
Skitties are for the road.
There we go. Podcast is done for another week. Thank you for sticking around. We really do appreciate it. Before we jump out of here, though, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Andy, you've got the thought of the week this week.
Yeah, I just think there might be a rhyme or reason to it. I'm not completely sure. We speak English in Australia, and they speak English in America.
Yes.
Now, why is it? Well, I don't have to be posing a question, but isn't it weird that when we say dad in Australia and in America, it's D-A-D? When we say mum, it's M-U-M in Australia, but M-O-M in America.
So what's your question? What's your thought?
My thought is, why? That is so weird.
Who confused it?
Why would you start changing things?
Mum is mum.
Yeah.
Mom.
Yeah.
Maybe it's their accent.
I don't know, but it's exactly the same with colour. They do like a couple of weird things. They've got a weird obsession with O's and U's.
Orange.
Nah, orange doesn't have
the same
thing.
Still spell the same. Right?
Yeah.
But anyway, we don't have another example.
No, but that's just...
Airplane.
Who knows? I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I was looking at mum written down on a piece of paper the other day, and I was like, the Americans do it weird, don't they?
Yeah, it's a good thought.
With an O.
I like the thought.
Anyway, like...
Ponder that.
Yeah. That's what we'll leave you with. Enjoy whatever you're doing for the rest of the day or the night or however you're listening to this. Go back, listen to our old stuff. Like and subscribe, and if you like, even leave a comment.
Ooh, get it done.
See ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.